rock on. Just rock on. This is another one of those so deaf.
Poets to come, orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through your work week. You've made it through another week of bipolar weather in Denver, and you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, and I have my co-hosts with me tonight, Mr. Michael Amade.
Hey, brother. This coffee is the worst coffee I think I've had in a really long time.
I don't know. We're used to Village Inn coffee. Can't get much worse than that.
This is bad.
And, of course, our other co-host with us, operating all things technical, he is the haiku master of the empire. He is Dave Boy.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm just
what,
really
you're loading
excited.
Up your own theme music?
What? No.
That's awesome.
I wish you guys could have seen him in here. It was great. Anyway, welcome. I'm glad you're here, man. I'm glad you're both here. I'm glad we're all here.
I'm glad we're all here, too. And we're being joined by another one on the phone line from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Allie.
Hey, J. Todd. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Did you get enough laughter while you were waiting to be on the air?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
It's fun. It's
hearing
fun
us set up has got to be something really unique, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is great. Well, I've got a poem for you tonight called The Oak and the Soul.
Alrighty.
Okay. As the mighty oak stands proud and tall, so too this soul that's grown in truth. As the tree began a seedling nourished by the earth, this soul began a pure and virgin child, untouched by human wounds. The sapling in its first years was green and young, so the soul remained youthful and innocent. Even though storms must come with raging winds to gnarl and ravage, the oak grew in beauty, deeply rooted, as she was one with nature and the earth. Many years would pass before the soul would embrace this truth. Touched also was the soul by the storms and furies of those who tended it. They loved not as nature loves its own, but with distorted souls and sick minds. The soul grew in this disease and was sickened. But he who gives life to all things gave the gift of faith to the soul that it would not die. As the oak tree grew through all the seasons, so the soul grew. The seasons of the years had their way with the tree. Winter blew her winds to disrobe her, stripping all her green life, or so it seemed. Also, the soul in darkest hour was disrobed of all her earthly attachments, and therefore appeared as the tree to be devoid of all life. Unseen to the eye, the great wonder, he who loves all was bestowing upon tree and soul. For through the dark, seemingly dead winter and darkest hour of soul, he nourished both with earth and grace. Spring came, as it always does, and roots embedded in soil, as the souls were entwined in faith, brought forth buds and new life. So then did his grace bring forth courage and hope to the soul. Summer closed both tree and soul in all their beauty.
Well done.
Thank you, guys.
Ellie, amazing as always. I love that one.
Did you love that one? Thanks, Todd. Thank you. One of my all-time favorites. I wrote it back in 2001, and I realized I was looking for something tonight, and I thought, oh, this is it. So.
Now, I got to ask you, when I go through my poetry after I've written it years and years and years ago, do you feel that you feel the same emotions when you wrote that poem, like relive the moment that you wrote that poem?
Yes, sometimes. This is one of those, yeah.
Exactly. I get that a lot.
Yeah, and then I didn't want to change a thing, you know. I liked it just the way I just loved it. It was one of those, you know, there's always just that, there's few poems that stay your special ones, you know.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing with us. If you want to call in just like Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And, you know, Ellie really had a point. And I actually heard someone say that, and I think it was meant tongue-in-cheek, but that poems were a lot like smells. They're able to bring you back to where you are or where you were at the particular time where you had you know.
It does. When I go back and, first off, when I read my old poetry, I'm like, what a whiny little person I was back then. Anyway, so we forgot to take care of our needs to do, so we'll do that right now. We're being brought to you tonight, KZKO is being brought to you tonight by My Mom's Pies at 201 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado. Give them a call, 303-652-6667. And, of course, this is the weekend to check out LatinLifeDenver.com because this is Cinco de Mayo weekend. We're going to have more on that in just a moment, but you're going to want to catch up with all the events going on with Cinco de Mayo at LatinLifeDenver.com.
It's true. But if you want to call in with poetry, 303-386-3598. We've also had people send in poetry this last week as well. We'll have some that we read throughout the show.
I'll be reading a few.
Absolutely.
You know, it's been so long since I've read my own poetry on the show. This is actually what I wanted of the show. This is amazing.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yes. And really once again, is. If you want to call in and share with us, like Marie from Denver, please, Marie, read us a poem.
All right. This one's, it's sort of a monologue type thing. I'll explain it afterwards, after I read it. But
all right.
I judge people right on the spot. Don't look at me like that. You do it too. Tell me, when you first saw me, you looked at me and thought, what a jerk. I don't need to explain myself, but honestly, I hate when people say, oh, you just got to get to know them. All that means is that you get used to their jerkiness. Yeah, maybe after a time you like a certain thing about the other person, and then you are able to hang around them, but honestly, they're still the same person. We just get used to it. If you don't get used to it, then oh well. I don't act nine in front of people. I'll be respectful to a certain extent, but I won't act nice. That doesn't mean I'm mean either. It just means I'm being true. I mean, if you got to know me, you get used to the fact that I don't always tell you what you want to hear. And maybe when you get to really know me, you realize that what's wrong, that I know what's wrong and what's right. Just because I'm not what you want to see doesn't mean that's not who I am.
Right on.
Great. Now, Marie, it says here you're promoting, you have an event coming up here in Denver?
I do. So if you're in the Denver area, my school, John F. Kennedy High School, is doing a show called Behind the Mask on Friday the 9th, Saturday the 11th, and it's a high school perspective, what really happens behind high school. We really want to make this big. So tickets are only $3, and $2 of that ticket go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I'm going to save that. I'm not going to let that correction go by without doing it tonight because it'll ruin your performance. The 9th through the 11th is actually Thursday through Saturday.
That's exactly when it is.
All right, okay. Awesome.
Great. Marie, thank you so much for calling in. Great job. And if anybody's in the Denver area and wants to check it out, you definitely should go.
F. Kennedy High School. Who's John F. Kennedy? Anyway.
Doors open at 6. Show starts at 6:30.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, that was a Back to the Future quote, by the way.
Now, if you want to call in with poetry, it's 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Just as easy like that. Monologues are welcome. I mean, poetry pretty much is a monologue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I sort of figured. But she did well. She rocked it. I enjoyed it.
I've classified poetry as a monologue. So therefore it is.
There you go. And he is the poetry master.
Apparently.
Yeah. We've got a haiku master in the studio. We've got a poetry master, and then J. Todd Underhill. So
we got also got a bird.
Yes, and we've got Jack from Texas on the line with us as well. Jack, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm back. What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm glad you're back.
I like
I'll tell
that.
I'll tell you what. I was invited tonight to do a piano duet with Leon Russell, and I told him, "Look, man, I've got this radio show, and I want to read this poem." And he said, "All right, that's cool."
What? Leon Russell? You gave up Leon Russell to be on our show?
Hey, I'm telling you, well, he's an old guy, you know, he's probably in bed by now, but, you know, I wanted to call in and read this poem. So.
Awesome. I should be in bed by now, well, but go ahead and read us that poem.
Well, I've got one for you tonight, and this one is called Decided by a Touch of Fear. I harness every fear I've witnessed and lock them very far away within a box of heavy armor, in hopes that hidden truths will stay. Beneath a mound of spent emotions, this vessel sleeps among the pile in endless days of hope delivered, so that my heart may live a while. But somehow, in the mass confusion, the lid it opens slightly so, releasing harm now missed like sweeping. Upon the air its breath will go. I scream my lungs in deep frustration. Accustomed not, my eyes they stare. How dare you touch the skin of angels and harm the one that I so care? I capture most, and yet a tiny piece does slip my hands that reach. I cling and claw for all that matters. O God, my gate this fear does breach. Then word does find my ears awaiting, the news not good as headlines feed. I failed this one of my affections, planted firm this dire seed. And now I stand with one direction, in focus, of the days we see, broken chains still not releasing, tethered by this fear I've freed. Yes, happiness does have its season, for cloudy skies will show us true, atop this dream of voiced emotion, when falling on this tarnished view, this torrent felt of my own doing, in moments of the failed and fell, drunk with fear and sad decisions, foundering against the swell. So please, I pray, a chance is given, that I may but redeem this fault in lessons learned of distant vision within a web of pain now caught. If not, I fall a wounded soldier. Battlefields of spoken war, accidents are bound to happen, cut of splintered, weathered floor. Anger prompts this resolution, on my cheeks the streaming tear. Lost, I find my only reason, decided by a touch of fear.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Jack, that was great, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks.
Well done, Jack. Thank you for calling our show. Don't ever stop, man.
All right.
All right, and if you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We got enough time for one more before the break.
That's right. 303-386-3598. I feel like that's my only job here tonight.
No, you've got another job, but we're saving that.
we're saving it for later. We got a surprise coming up, kind of promoting our event here on June 19th at Forest Room 5 here in Denver, Colorado.
We're having an event at Forest Room 5? Why don't you
tell
me? On
June 19th, yes, at 7 p.m. We're helping raise money for giveautism.org.
And more details on that. Who's going to be performing there?
There's going to be a lot of people performing.
I know. One Bad Monkey.
One Bad Monkey is going to be there. The Silent Still, great friends of ours. They played on the show last week. Or was it the week before? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, some different people. Nick O'Connor.
Excellent.
And a few other people.
That's going to be amazing. And then they're going to let us perform with them, too. So that's even more amazing.
That's nice, too.
All but, right. So hey. Welcome to the line. We do have one more caller to slide in before break. Please welcome Tate.
Hey. Hi, Todd. How are you guys?
Doing good.
I think I'll read you one tonight that my wife requested.
All right.
All right. It's an older poem of mine. It's called A Lesson Learned. I rode the train with my girl today across the barn-swept hollows, past lush fields of emerald green with a life and love that followed. The train car tapped out a lullaby beat, but spent our time lost in leisure, for the smiles past came by with the peace, life's sweet gifts we couldn't measure. A man had sat across the aisle of us. He seemed so different from me. Clothes tattered, torn, and weathered, homeless and likely worn hard was he. I couldn't help but take notice, his features hewn and deeply lined. Drawing a map of where he'd been, red-eyed, he looked half-blind. Something alone in his vacant stare said it was me that he resembled. The thought had taken me affright as I looked long, hard, and trembled. I saw my lover look over him, too, noticed the hair might be the same. Except for the straggling beard and decay, I had felt a deep sense of shame. Could that be what would happen to me? What fallen angel had led him astray? A nightmare vision of life's full truth, eyes of pain in the heart they betray. Then my lover looked back upon me. Her thoughts she sought hard to repress, but how kind the teared eyes that hid the truth from her lips that would never confess.
Right on.
Tate, stellar as always, man. That was great.
Thank you.
Always bringing it to the World Poetry Award. Oh, we're having a great time listening to some great poetry.
Yeah, it's good tonight. Well, I don't want to take up all your time.
Excellent. Thank you for calling us, though.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right, guys. You're welcome.
All right, once again, if you want to call in like Tate, like Marie, like Jack, like Ellie, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's right. It's 303-386-3598. We have a few more segments coming, of course, in the show. We go till 9 p.m. this evening. So we're going to be going to break here soon. So give us a call during the break, and we'll be ready to go afterwards.
All right. Once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Nice. Nice.
What is going on?
He is completely dorked.
What planet
out.
Am I on?
Tatooine. Didn't you know that?
It's Tatooine.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's Alderaan.
Alderaan. No. Alderaan's gone.
Save it for next week.
Sorry.
All right.
Save it for the field.
All right.
Save it for the field.
Bring your A game. Always. And we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome from Arizona, Kat.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm sweltering.
You're sweltering?
Sweltering, yes.
What? No, I don't want to say anything, but you know, we had snow a few days ago.
Yeah.
I know. I'm quite jealous.
Are you jealous? We'll send some down to you.
Yes.
We'll put it in a box.
It was 103 here a couple of days ago.
Oh,
that's a little hot.
JT just said, nope, never.
I'm out.
Tour to Arizona's off.
Well, you know, it's Arizona. It's where hell goes this summer.
There exactly. You go. There you go. So what do you have for us this week, Kat?
I have a poem called Ballerinas of the Garden.
All right.
Dear Columbine, you are the dancers of all flowers. Your color combinations hold my attention for hours. In the breeze, you pirouette and sway to nature's song. Watching, I know in my heart, a stage is where you belong. Your meaning of deserted love must be a mistake, for I am sure a true love you would never forsake. It's easy to see why you are called the lion's delight. I envision you given as a favor to many a brave knight. Your leaves merrily intimidate the shape of tiny birds. You are much more lovely than this poet has words. I would cheerfully watch you for hours as you perform. With your lyrical moves, my heart doth transform.
Well done.
Kat, that was great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And so you're not going to be with us next week. You're taking a little hiatus, I hear.
I will be working at my church rummage sale, so if you guys are short on rummage, I'm sure we can find you.
You'll sell us some rummage, right? And so what's the church that you're doing this at so we can get people from your area to come down and buy rummage?
It's Glendale Christian Church. It's located at 59th and Mountain View.
And that's in what city?
Glendale, Arizona.
Glendale. Okay, so if you're in Glendale or near Glendale or even in the state of Arizona, go on down to Glendale and buy some rummage.
I don't know if rummage is a noun. I think rummage is a verb.
I'm using it as a noun. and I'm the poet, and I have poetic
I mean, we're
license.
A show of writers. I figured yes. this might be a relevant topic here. Hey, Kat, thanks so much. And, yeah, everybody, go down and get yourself some things that you can rummage through at this rummage sale.
Exactly.
Thank
you. Once again, if you want to call in like Kat, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
That's another thing that can be used as a noun and a verb. Call. You can call somebody, or you can have a call.
Or you can miss a call.
Yes.
That's true.
What are you doing?
What was... Okay.
All right. So our producer is dorked out completely.
That was kind of a random,
that
random
was
moment
random.
There.
Speaking of random moments, I've got a poem I'm going to share real quick. This is submitted by Maurice Lineman from South Korea.
Yes.
It's entitled, Words Never Change. The words never change. Maybe the delivery, but not the words. They cut. Knives of bone, bloody and tattered. Knuckles leaving physical scars. When burnished, become emotional wounds that suppurate and ooze. The pain analyzed, a fragmented mind. Locked in a polished cranium. Hamlet holding Yorick. Ophelia, trusting, untrusting, looking to a ghost for guidance, I reach for release and fail, as the words never change.
Now, Maurice sent us that in an email last week, and first of all, it's always cool to get emails from people around the world in different countries who listen to the show.
It is. I gotta admit, it's kind of like a thrill.
It's really cool. And, you know, he said he really enjoys the show and asked if we would read it on the air. So, Maurice, if you're listening or if you're listening to a recording of this, we did get your email.
Yes.
And we love knowing that you enjoy the show and poets around the world are enjoying the show, and we aim to keep it that way.
Exactly. And they do get to listen in South Korea. They just don't get to listen in North Korea.
Maybe
we've established that.
I've heard that there is a strong contingent of the military higher-ups in North Korea that do listen to World Poetry Open Mic to keep their finger on the pulse of the godless Satan of the rest of the world.
Very cool. So I'd like to teach them a word while we're on the air. So this is for all the North Korean military that are listening to us. Coup. The word coup you need to learn. Anyway.
Okay.
Please welcome to the line, Steve from New York.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we?
Oh, we're doing good.
We're doing great, Steve. How are you, buddy?
I am doing well, thank God. And I checked with the haiku master because he has inspired me, and he said that it's okay if I do a haiku.
Of course it is.
Okay, well, great. Good thing you checked with him, too, because we need clearance on that sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, you know, he sets the standard high.
He does.
All right, so with your permission, if I can do two. One was based on, I found a whole bunch of old photographs. And the other is based on something I saw in some sacred ground in downtown Manhattan a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
The first one, based on the old photograph, nicotine-stained, hands hard calloused by the years, holding newborn baby.
Nice.
That's a nice one. Yeah, and you're getting the applause of the haiku master.
The haiku master was nodding his head saying, that is great.
Okay. The other one I ran into a woman from the old neighborhood by some sacred ground in Manhattan a couple of weeks ago, and I saw this and it just moved me. Mother finds his name, softly touched the engraved stone, tucks him in at night.
Wow.
Pretty solid, Steve.
And the haiku master said,
beautiful.
And he's giving you 9 thumbs up.
Ooh.
Yes.
9 thumbs.
Thumbs.
He does such a great job with the phone.
Exactly.
and the terrible irony of it is none of those thumbs are positioned in a way in which they are opposable.
Steve, gentlemen, thanks again for the show. Have a wonderful week.
As always, thank you for calling us, man.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a great night, Steve.
Once again, if you want to call in like Steve, give us a jingle, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. 9-8.
Do you have a poem you want to share with us off our
I've got thousands of them.
If you want to submit like all these, you can check out worldpoetryopenmic.net, submit your poetry, and we will go ahead and read it on the air, you know, callers forbidding, or callers allowing, sorry.
Callers forbidding.
Yes.
Forbidding.
They forbid
forbidding
us
callers. Read. That'll be our Halloween episode.
There we go.
Okay. So this one is one we had sent in from a mysteriously named poet, I.W. We've had an I.W.
I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah. I sent in, however, just because we have the two, I don't want to get it wrong. And if he doesn't want us to say the full name, that's fair.
Or he could just call us and tell us.
It could be. I have a theory this poet might be from Utah.
Okay.
What's wrong with this world? They disagree, so they kill. It's all based on the leader's will. Let's say a group is all the same. Who cares if they have individual names? Down the plains and all the buildings. Why take such extreme measures if you want us to believe? United we stand, but divided we fall. Well, that's too bad, because you've lost us all. Killing spree, insanity. Bloods, guts, and gore. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
That's got his fingerprints all over him.
It kind of does. And I mean,
IW, if that's you, call us and let us know that was your work. We need to know.
Now, I will say, we talked about this last week, too. This is it's a rough thing. There's a lot of rough things that have been going on in the world that I think it's very easy to start feeling this way. My personal opinion, of course, is that the real trick and the real thing to be to work towards is to learn not to give up hope and not to give in to the world, but realize that we can make it a better place even though these things are happening.
Exactly. Even those things are happening, each individual action. And I was talking about that with another radio host today. She was talking about her son's going astray. Each individual has a choice to make with their lives, whether they're going to act for good or whether they're going to act for evil.
Right.
You can overcome anything. I'm proof of that. I've overcome a lot of things in my life that not necessarily were the best reminders of things.
Right. That's very true. So it's up to us. But IW, wherever you are, with you. Our hearts are with you. And please keep living on this planet for a while.
Because you know we love you.
I'm just saying
that. All right. So if you want to call in, like any of our callers, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However.
Not again. Is that Duel of Fates?
No, it's Revenge of the Sith.
It's Duel of Fates. Thank you.
He's good.
It's the track from the Revenge of the Sith. Oh, okay. I have this on iTunes.
I know.
I listen to it when I get up in the morning. And it's...
That's how you face the day, Duel of Fates.
I put my head down and just run into the shower, just full on out sprint.
I start my day with the theme from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Well, that explains a lot.
There you go.
That does explain a lot.
If you want to share your poetry, though, give us a call, 303-386-3598. You were saying?
So, real quick.
All right.
You mentioned, J. Todd, last week, you mentioned Rummy Cube was invented...
By Rumi.
Yeah. No.
No?
Ephraim Herzano.
Ephraim Herzano invented Rummy Cube.
Yes.
He just named it after his favorite poet.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. And then you also mentioned that Luke and Leia had a stepsister.
Yes.
Yeah. Did not.
What?
Have a stepsister. No. It was actually... And that stepsister, which didn't exist, did not lead the 501st.
Damn.
Okay.
So that's the last time I'm buying my Star Wars books from the bargain bin.
You might. the actual command of the 501st was Sith Lord Darth Vader until his death. It was also called Vader's First. And the 501st Legion, or Battalion, led by many people later on in the series.
All right.
So.
That is like full Dorkon.
Yeah, I know. I had to.
Sorry. What? I just woke up.
Yeah. All right.
What's going on?
Usually.
What's up?
We have a caller.
What?
Oh, we're on the radio.
Oh, what are we doing? Dennis, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us and saving me from Michael.
Yeah, that was a nice, smooth transition. So, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be here. You guys are doing a great job as usual.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And you're going to share a poem with us?
Yes, I am. The poem I'm sharing tonight is titled Gazing, and it's written in the trimeric form.
All right.
While gazing on a starlight night, the heavens share a full array. the stars and planets sharing light, celestial night upon display. The heavens share a full array as comets dance across the sky, waving their tails, a la flambe. The stars and planets sharing light all twinkle with a knowing smile, silently wink at you tonight. Celestial night upon display, we don't want to see it end, but alas, here comes the day.
Nice.
That was really, really enjoyable, Dennis.
That is.
Yeah.
Dennis,
thank you.
Amazing poetry as always. I got to say, it touched me personally because when my daughter was young, because I worked all the time,
yeah.
I would drive out of Denver and we'd go watch the falling stars. Dennis, that brought back a lot of good memories, man.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you all there, and I hope to call back next week.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that call.
We hope you do too, Dennis.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, once again, if you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
We do have to take a break. We're being told it's a hard break by our producer. He's always telling us what to do. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A soda.
This is great. It's a lot of Star Wars.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I think I'm overdosed on the Force.
No.
Yeah.
You can never overdose on the Force.
My midichlorians are through the roof.
Now,
your midichlorians are through the roof.
There's...
In fact, sorry, Anakin doesn't have that many.
I wish you could see JT's responses here. I mean, really, it's the two of us looking through this window at JT and just trying to get him to do things. That's and really what a lot of this
I gotta
is.
Say, it's two of us against one of him, and he still wins.
He holds his own.
I know,
he really does. It's depressing, really.
Thank you.
He's got control of our microphones. Anyway, if you want to call in like Steve, like Dennis, like Jack, like Marie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However,
more corrections.
But there's also a gentleman in our crew.
Uh-oh.
Who is known as the Haiku Master.
Oh, boy, he's a Haiku Master.
Level 27. All right, so we got to do the setup. He does themed haiku.
What?
He does themed haiku.
What does he do?
Themed haiku.
He does. What does he do? It's haiku?
Yes.
Haiku he do.
Haiku he do.
I'm really out of it today.
Yes. Dude, you are way off.
Drink the coffee, you know, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, the coffee's not worth it. Okay. Nothing's worth this. And you know what? I made it. That's the worst part.
That's probably why it tastes bad. Anyway.
It actually really is.
So he does themed haiku, basically three haikus along the same lines. We read a couple of them. You go out to our Facebook page and let us know what he's writing about. But he doesn't mention the actual subject in the haiku because he is the haiku master.
Okay. Let's see what this is. Put it down on Facebook if you think you know what it is. All right, here we go. Alcoholic man in the business of weapons. Illuminati.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you stumped me on that one.
All right, here we go. All right. Not in Mexico. That's totally not the same thing.
No, it's not. We'll save that one for last.
Yeah. All right. We'll try that again. Graphite nanotubes. Extremis Iron Man suit. Norman Osborn stole.
Okay.
What?
What is that?
What? What do you think it is? Put it on our Facebook page.
You can put it on our Facebook page. But we do have a haiku from the Haiku Master that's not associated with the other two.
Not in Mexico. Celebrated in Denver. Cinco de Mayo.
Right on. Dude, you are a master. I saw you write that one, and it was like momentary. You thought it, and it was the Haiku Master.
It was by the power of the Force.
He's a Haiku Master.
Hi-ya.
There we go.
Wow.
He is the Haiku Master.
You ever wonder what you're doing with your life?
You know, I was sitting here thinking that when you were rambling on. I'm like, what is it I'm doing with my life? But, you know, I devote it to poetry and hanging out with you guys on Friday nights.
There's nothing depressing about that at all.
No, there's not. So if you want to call in with your depressing poetry or happy poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. Actually, I'm just kidding. We absolutely love doing the show. We love being able to be involved with this community and doing this every Friday night. It's great.
It just gets a little silly time and again when we lose our rhythm and we just flounder like we're doing tonight.
Literally.
Yes. I think we're all right. It is quiet on the phone tonight.
It's a nice night out, so people are probably not even home listening to us. So.
Well, it's cool. It's fine.
They've got the TuneIn.com app, and they're listening to us on the run.
There we go.
And they can't call us when they're listening on their phone.
No.
Not unless you have certain services.
Where do they get those certain services?
I don't know. Some other carriers that I can't mention.
Maybe we should get those guys to sponsor us.
We should get those guys to sponsor us. We do have a poem sent in from a poet, Stan Billing, that I'd like to share.
Oh, that's a good one.
This is entitled 2,000 Graves. 2,000 graves, all in narrow rows. Which one's my dad? God only knows. Who's buried where? No one could be sure. Please tell me, Mummy, why Dad went to war. My poor dad was flown out early one morn. Mom was pregnant. I still hadn't been born. Wasn't long, he looked down the barrel of a gun, dead at 22, and never got to see his son. Ambushed they were, certainly never had a chance, had absolutely no warning as the enemy advanced. Machine guns, grenades, and cannons, and lots of mortar. Just before dawn, it was like lambs to the slaughter. 2,000 died that day, mostly young men. Sure hope our country never suffers like that again. Lonely women at home, pregnant with a small kid. Such a tragedy should never reoccur, heaven forbid. Today's is Dad's 13th birthday, and we shed a tear. 30th birthday, sorry, and we shed a tear. Should be with me and Mum celebrating with a beer. Why must they fight? Do countries have to go to war? Not just me without my dad, but many thousands more. Only a kid, and I'm walking around the cemetery in a trance. Can't all the world leaders just try and give peace a chance? War has made me lonely, and my dear old mom is a mess. Trying to find Dad's grave, but sadly, she'll need to guess. Well done.
I thought that was a really good one.
Stan, that's strong poetry, man.
It really is. Now, I have one here, because we have some special things coming up. This is a short one. It's been one of my favorite poets, and I know Lenny had mentioned him before, right, which is Rumi, and I think a lot of poets are used to it here. But this is a short one.
All right.
It's called At the Twilight. At the twilight, a moon appeared in the sky. Then it landed on earth to look at me. Like a hawk stealing a bird at the time of prey, that moon stole me and rushed back into the sky. I looked at myself. I did not see me anymore. For in that moon, my body turned as fine as soul. The nine spheres disappeared in that moon. The ship of my existence drowned in that sea.
That's right nice. On, my friend. You caught me catching this. Stuff. That's good. Ruby's amazing.
Wow.
I know, right? It's really something.
I want to know what poems he and his brothers wrote together.
His Rumi? Brothers?
Rumi, Numi, Lama, Nama, Numi.
Oh, they wrote some great ones.
Yes, it was amazing.
In fact, they're actually listed as the songwriters for most of the Chipmunk songs.
Nice. Speaking of future corrections, we have a corrections list now.
Wow. that just hurts my head. If anybody is still listening, oh my goodness. Know.
And I wouldn't blame them if they weren't this time. But here's...
They want to stay tuned because of the surprise we got coming up.
That's true. The thing is, I was telling someone the other day about how Picasso was the very first football news broadcaster, and they didn't know that that was a real thing. They didn't know that Picasso actually was the very first.
That's the thing about Chris Berman. He's always writing on Pablo Picasso's coattails.
Always.
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 It just makes me angry.
Have you seen his painting too? He does the same thing there too.
Yes. Chris Berman is the worst surrealist painter there ever was.
You're trying to give me an aneurysm
on
this, aren't you? Because it's getting close. I mean, I'm sitting here going,
that vein on
no
the side
way.
Of your head is like pulsating.
Need to give you your own corrections podcast on worldpoetryopenmic.net, where you can send in poetry.
We might have to, especially with that one, because I already covered that correction there, Mike.
I know, but then we added to it. So.
Oh my goodness!
All right, so you have more corrections for this week.
No.
No, that was it.
You guys were really good last week. The only thing that I saw was just that Room and Cube. We're good.
We're doing all right. Not that many corrections.
Room and Cube? Okay.
All right, so if you want to call in 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have a surprise coming up here in just a minute.
Correct. I will buy you guys time. I wrote a haiku this week, and I got compared to the haiku master. But I'm not. I don't have 60 years to sit on a Tibetan mountaintop to gain enough experience to become a haiku master. But I did write this one. It's called Spring Storm Haiku. Huge white fluffy flakes. 6 inches fell overnight. Gone in less than a day. And there's my haiku.
Bravo.
Bravo. I'm getting applause from the haiku master.
Very nice.
All right, so our surprise is we're going to give you a little taste of what's going to happen at our event on June 19th at the Forest Room 5. If you're not in Denver, you're going to want to consider coming to Denver just to hear this. Please welcome to the KZKO studios, Michael Amade and John Amade.
Both lost and alone in the world, walk with me in the gentle rain. Don't be afraid, have a hand for your hand, and I will be your love for a while. I see your tears as they fall on my cheek, they're warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you've got me in the world, and our love will be sweet, very sad, very sweet, like the gentle rain, like the gentle rain, like the gentle rain.
You You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us.
I am.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry and dork radio. Michael, save me from this Star Wars.
I can't do anything.
There is something wrong with the world when you can go from something as beautiful as
there's
you,
nothing wrong with the world.
It's a commercial, and then come out to Weird Al Yankovic.
Something as beautiful as the commercial to Weird Al Yankovic.
I know, right?
Nice.
I said as beautiful as you, then to commercial,
and me.
Then to Weird Al.
So. I'm wearing a long blonde wig this evening.
We do have a caller in line. Please welcome, once again, from Texas, he is Jack.
Hey, you know, you said call anytime.
Call anytime.
Well, that's fine, Jack.
So I figured I'd read one more for you tonight, okay?
That'd be great.
This one's called Something for Nothing. Stronger words afford the silence. Quietly they stalk the floor. Whispers thinned on screen-clad windows. Nothing said against once more. Flinging vowels in standard language. Margins only hold the sides. At the ready, pens and fingers. Nothing but the truth is lied. Treat this fashion as a filter. Particles will cling along. Even if the songs are spoken, nothing written can be wrong. Grammar feeds the hungry dragon. Toothless comes a final grin. On the wings of desperation, nothing found is lost again. Paragraphs salute the kingdom. Shining armor dulls the scene. Pending on a sentence journey, nothing here is as it seems. As the end is getting closer, finish lines at toll booth cost. Wear with pride your winner's ribbon. Nothing gained is nothing lost.
Right on, my friend.
There you go. Something for nothing.
Thank you, Jack.
No problem, sir.
Thank you for calling in again. And there is time to be our last caller. If you want to call in like Jack, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Once again, we do want to encourage you to go to our June 19th fundraiser for giveautism.com.
Right. I was going to talk to you about it, but I'll just mention on the air. I was thinking about, you know, since we're doing a lot of poetry there, we actually, if someone would like to send something to be read at the event through email, if you can't attend, feel free.
Cool. Yeah, go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net and submit something.
Right, absolutely.
And we have callers from our show showing up to perform there too. Veronica Chandler is going to perform.
That's great. I mean, we have
Lenny Chernilla.
There's such a cool little community that's been building up here.
All right, and we do have a caller on the line. Our last caller of the evening. Please welcome the Phantom.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Doing good. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I was inspired because of our lovely blizzard-ish weather on May Day. Found a poem called Spring by Gerard Manley Hopkins I'd like to share.
All right.
All right. Nothing is so beautiful as spring. When weeds and wheels shoot long and lovely and lush. Thrush's eggs look, little low heavens, and thrush. Through the echoing timber does so rinse and ring. The ear, it strikes like lightnings to hear him sing. The glassy pear tree leaves and blooms they brush. The descending blue, that blue, is all in a rush. With richness, the racing lambs too have fair their flame. What is all this juice and all this joy? A strain of the earth's sweet being in the beginning? In Eden Garden, have get before it cloy, before it cloud, Christ, Lord, and sour with sinning. Innocent mind and mayday in girl and boy, most, O maid's child, thy choice and worthy the winning.
Right on.
Wasn't that cool?
Phantom, you should, like, host a radio show or something about poetry.
I might.
You might.
All right, you guys have a great night.
You're a great reader. Don't ever stop reading poetry aloud because that's very cool.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Phantom.
Bye-bye.
All right, once again, that was our last caller of the evening. We've got something special queued up for you. We're going to go away for just a half a moment. Actually, we're going to buy time while people get set up.
Okay.
And but we're going to have some more.
Do we want to do that now?
Yeah, we'd want to do that now.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
So
we're going to get John Amadei.
Very highly planned here.
Or John Amadei and Michael Amadei back up to the microphone.
What is the difference?
There is none, really. It's just how they like it pronounced.
Oh, okay.
So the Italian performer in Michael Amadei says it's Amadei.
Italians like to pronounce Amadei and Amadei.
The American performer in John Amadei likes it said Amadei. So there we go. That's what the difference is. Please welcome back to the KZKO studios, John and Mike.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. And let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, ooh, 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 me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you guys have one more tucked in your pocket that you'd like to do?
I have one more?
One more. What are you going to do? Grace us.
All right. Well, buy us a second. We'll figure out what we're going
to do. All right. They're going to plot and plan. We'll just talk amongst ourselves, eh, boy? So you're getting ready for a big 3 weeks of setup for our show, correct? And then we're going to do the I guess, greatest hit or hits of World Poetry Open Mic.
We're gonna take a vacation.
Yeah.
1 week. That's all, guys. Don't worry.
Nice.
So we're going to put together a greatest hits kind of thing. Greatest hits. Sounds so
best
weird.
Best of show. So
best of. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Best of World Poetry Open Mic. That's going to be coming in June, the week before our big performance.
Right.
And then we are actually going to have our performance on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday, and then we'll be on
June
the air for
19th,
Friday. Following. Yeah,
and
June
then
19th.
We'll be on air that Friday, which should be the 21st.
All right.
So, hopefully. No, so, we will.
No, we will. Barring in mind the creek still rise.
Right. And I think, we didn't get our Poet of the Month.
No, no. If you want to suggest a Poet of the Month, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, use the contact form, and submit your suggestion for Poet of the Month for May. We're running a little bit late on that, so definitely go out and do that. If you feel that there's a poet that needs some uplifting, that needs this actually a great poet, let us know and we'll explore them and we'll select our selection this week Wednesday at our staff meeting, right? So, please welcome once again back to the KZKO studios, the sultry sounds of Mike and John Amade.
So far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dare to, oh, why can't I someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. You're somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dreams that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
yes, that was great. those that weren't watching at home or can't watch at home, they just pulled that out of their, well, the specials place and did it off the cuff. He was actually reading the lyrics from his computer. That was awesome. Thank you guys very much for coming down.
Well, of course, I come down. Of course, I'm going to come down.
But John,
thank you to my father, John, for coming down.
Thank you very much. Once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in. Oh, you have something to say, my friend?
I do.
All right.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, no. That's why all the Star Wars music. And tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby. I have picked out my winner. You guys are going to want to take this and bet the farm on it. Java's War. Bet two farms on it. That's how confident I am.
Bet two farms?
Yeah.
Did I tell you in other news that I am going to compete in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow morning?
Are you racing?
I'm running.
Whoa.
I think I can beat
a
horse.
That'll be impressive, my friend.
Especially when you're not allowed to wear clothes.
Yes.
They'll brush you down first. They'll give you a bath and everything. It'd
yeah,
nice.
I heard being hosed down is not a bad thing.
We do want to wish all those that are going to be celebrating on Sunday a very happy and safe Cinco de Mayo. Do it safely, guys. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We are the next evolution of poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. You caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Came out great.